This is the Five Things Rewind. I'm Drew Doherty. This is Nick Scherfield. He writes Five Things to Watch. It's a great article. It's an awesome read. And it's the five things that you need to check out before every Texans game. One of those tonight against the Minnesota Vikings was the play of quarterback John Beck and the play of quarterback Case Keenum. Needless to say, Beck looked pretty great. Keenum did some nice things as well.
Yeah, they're very likely competing for one roster spot. That's assuming the Texans keep three quarterbacks. They could keep two, and Keenum could maybe end up on the practice squad when they make the final roster cuts on Friday by 8 p.m. Central. They have to do that. But, you know, John Beck just looked really good in that first half, 6 of 10. It's going to make it really hard for the Texans to cut him. A passer rating of 137. Gary Kubiak complimented him after the game for making a great play on that throw. The 80-yard touchdown catch Devier Posey had. He had two guys right in his face, had no time to make the throw, but he got it off on a quick slant, and Posey took it the rest of the way. But that wouldn't have happened if he doesn't make that play. And he had a couple other plays like that where he avoided the pressure very well. He made tight throws into tight windows. And this is only his second action for the Texans this preseason. He played in the first game at Carolina, played for basically a quarter. Had two series, but he was very effective tonight. Keenum played in the second half. He threw it just as many times. It didn't seem like he threw it as much, but he had 49 yards compared to 149 for John Beck. They both had 10 attempts. Keenum had a couple nice little runs here and there. He made some nice plays on the move, which he's done. Gary Kubiak said he's been impressed by him. You know, he's made a lot of progress. He's going to make this a tough decision on him. The undrafted rookie from Houston certainly made a very quick adjustment to the NFL game, so they think he's got a future in the league. Whether that's on the Texans, on the active roster, we will find out on Friday. The same with John Beck. Both of those guys making for a tough decision for Gary Kubiak.
One decision that's probably not going to be tough is whether or not Trenton Holiday winds up making the team. Coming into the game, it looked like it was all but a certainty, but I think he slammed that door shut on Friday night.
I think there's no question about it, and Gary Kubiak wouldn't come out and say it after the game. He was kind of getting prodded by the media to say, can you say he's going to make the team? He said nobody's made it, nobody's got it made, but I think, yes, Trenton Holiday will be on this team. They took him out in the third quarter to let Justin Forsett return some kicks. And that right there told you everything you need to know. They'd seen enough. When he had that 76-yard, I think it was, punt return for a touchdown, I mean, that's just incredible. 3-1 preseason, that's a Texans preseason record. You know, Gary Kubiak says he's never been around a guy that do it three times in four games like that. Vikings punter Chris Clue, as a matter of fact, after the game, he said that's definitely a guy you're going to have to game plan for in Trenton Holiday, and he's shown that. You know, the important thing for him was ball security, not making big mistakes, which he did last week at New Orleans, but, you know, when he's playing sound and not making mistakes, look what he can do. He's going to be a dynamic playmaker for this team, really another weapon for this team that they're going to be very lucky to have here in 2012.
Olympic speed, but he also runs with violence, as Gary Kubiak said tonight. You also wanted to check out the third on the five things to watch, the fullback spot, Moran Norris in particular.
Yeah, he played the entire game tonight. He started. It's Moran Norris behind James Casey, and that's it on the fullback depth chart for the Texans right now. Will they keep him on the active roster? Will they just go with James Casey, who's sort of an H-back type, plays a lot of different positions, moves around a lot? They've always had a traditional lead blocking type of fullback on this team under Gary Kubiak since 2006. Go back to Vontae Leach, go back to Lawrence Vickers last year. You know, Norris fits that mold. He's 6'1", 255. He's 34 and a 12th-year veteran, but he's a bruiser. And he played for the Texans before, had some stints here and there. Keeps himself in great shape. He had a really nice block on Justin Forsett's 5-yard touchdown run in the second half. He had a couple other really nice blocks. I didn't get to watch him very closely the whole game, but he looks like he certainly made a case for himself, and they're going to look at the film. They ran the ball a lot tonight, and you know, it's going to be a chance for him to stick. We'll find out if they keep him one way or another.
You brought up Forsett. The third and fourth running backs, would they keep four? That was another thing to watch tonight.
Yeah, Jonathan Grimes has made a really strong case for himself this preseason. You know, all offseason long, really. The Texans have liked him since the very beginning. Undrafted rookie from William & Mary, an under-the-radar guy who turned out to be a really good find for this team. Justin Forsett had a great game tonight. I mean, he was set a Texans preseason record for a single game, 114 yards. Previous record was held by Arian Foster.
Against the Cowboys in 2010.
Yeah, and that was, of course, before his season. He led the league in rushing. Obviously, Justin Forsett, you're not going to predict he goes and leads the league in rushing right now, but he looks locked into that third running back spot. 52-yard run to start the game on the second or third play of the game. Great speed in the open field, very good vision, and he was flying down the field on special teams too, making plays and punt coverage. He was almost always the first guy down there, you know, really getting after. I talked to him after the game, just walking out of the locker room. He said this is the first time he's played in the last preseason game in a long time. He's not used to playing on special teams like that, but he was giving it everything he had. But on to Grimes, that's going to be the decision. Do they keep a fourth guy? Do they keep him? He's a very tough, very smooth runner. He fits the system very well, and he can catch, and he excels on special teams. So it wouldn't be a shock to see them keep a fourth running back. You might think he can stick on the practice squad, but the guy has played so well, it might be too risky to let him go on waivers and hope that no other team claims him.
The fifth and final thing that Nick wrote about in the five things to watch was the crowded backfield on the defensive side of things. The secondary, there are going to be some good guys that get cut on Friday.
There definitely are. You know, the Texans came into this game with 13 defensive backs on the roster. Last season, they kept 11. And so, you know, you're looking at probably two guys that are going to have to go. Who are they going to be? It's a big question, obviously. You know who some of the guys are, the starters that are going to be on the team. But the guys that played on Thursday night, you know, Kubiak said he saw several guys make plays. Sherrick McManus made some plays at corner. Rock Carmichael made some plays. Brandon Harris broke up the pass on the Vikings' last play of the game on 4th-and-1 to end the game. He figures to be a lock to make this team. But Alan Ball played pretty well, too. All those cornerbacks did. And then at safety, you know, you've got Troy Nolan.
Eddie Pleasant had a pick.
He had a great pick on the sideline there. Jumped the route, got in front of it, down to punt at the 1 yard line. Looks like a guy who's really making a push to make the roster. Undrafted rookie out of Oregon. It's going to be one to watch, but, you know, do they cut Shiloh Keough, the 5th round pick from last year, who's really a special team standout? Do they cut Quentin Demps, you know, who played really well for this team last year, or Troy Nolan, their top backup safety? Somebody's going to have to go. We'll see who it is, but, you know, you got to think whoever gets cut out of that group is going to sign with somebody else really quickly. So those very well might be the toughest cuts that the Texans have on Friday.
Good stuff as always, Nick. That was the five things to watch. This was the five things rewind. We'll see you very, very soon.